Thank you. Did two or three come in at some point?
No, I haven't seen anybody else come in.
All right, case number four. 22-547.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sergeant, can you just identify yourself one more time for the record?
Sergeant Michael Seegers, SIGRIST, Bridgeport Police Department.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Our records indicate that the appellant was convicted under 21-279 on 4-6-2016. Do you recall that conviction?
Misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor, but it's still, it's not a felony, but it's a disqualifying conviction under Connecticut General Statute. So similar to the felony conviction, that conviction removes our authority to grant your appeal. Because it was after October 1st, 2015. So any conviction for that crime after October 1st, 2015, we're not authorized to grant your appeal. So you have the same options. You can proceed, knowing that we'll have to deny your appeal by statute. You can withdraw your case and not seek a permit again, go on with your life. If you do want a permit, you would have to remove that conviction through the Board of Pardons.
The police officer, when I went to the city, Bridgeport Police Station, she had told me to go to the police station and get a sealed form, which stated, it's a sealed, it's something that seals the record, pretty much, she said. And I was supposed to bring it back, so I had to get back to her, and she said that it would go through.
I have never heard of that. If you want to pass it over to the sergeant to take a look at.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
that
she
was.
The previous sergeant issued the permit, and when she got to the state police, they denied it because it's a misdemeanor handgun disqualifier. So yeah, she gave a copy of that to the sergeant that used to be in permits, and then the state denied her.
Yeah, all right. The state was
How about we put this on the record?
Okay.
For the record, I need your name, even though I know who you are.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Nicole Lozada, Bridgeport Police Department.
Okay. Can you just tell us what you told the sergeant?
So we originally had Sergeant Seegers was not in the record room. It was a previous sergeant, and she actually did come down and supply him with this. So he issued her temporary permit, and when she got to the state, it was denied on the state level because it is within the guidelines of being a misdemeanor handgun disqualifier by the dates.
So the sergeant gave her an error.
Oh.
An error. He thought that this was like that the case was sealed, not realizing that this wasn't. It was just the disposition for the case. So when she got to the state police with the temporary permit, that's actually when they contacted him and told us it could not be issued.
Gotcha.
So that's the form that I was told to go with.
Yeah, they're telling you that's an error. Yeah, so how did Bridgeport end up doing the denial?
It was after the fact, Brianna Maurice reached out to the sergeant, which he had just left.
Okay.
So then we got the email and we were told to send a denial.
Oh, okay.
She said they shouldn't have even denied it. She said this was without, officer at the Bridgeport Police Department.
Well,
she said that this was the form that I was supposed to go get.
Well, I think that's an error because I think it's pretty clear. Unless you're disputing, you had the conviction.
I'm disputing.
Oh, you are disputing that you had a conviction.
No, I'm just disputing the whole thing. I think I don't think it was an error. I don't believe it was an error. I've been at my employer for 9 years. I'm a homeowner. I'm not a troubled person.
That's not what anybody's saying. What
that was over 9 years ago.
I understand that.
I don't think that should control.
I think you'd have to just direct that to our legislature. I think that's right here.
The one she just provided you?
Oh, yes, I have a copy that was originally.
Yeah, I have a copy of that.
I'm just curious if you have it.
Yeah.
That was given to our officer with this. That was Roxy.
Says.
And if you want to give them that, show us, that's from Brianna Maurice.
Okay.
just a certified copy of the file.
And that's the actual email from Sergeant Brianna Maurice advising that it had to be denied.
The woman, anybody else want to look at that?
Yeah, the woman at the police station that I went to, when I went to the, she said that she was surprised that they were even denying it. She was shocked. She didn't even want to like come back up to the front to tell me. She was so surprised. She said, after you brought that form, I didn't even understand.
That's Roxanna. She was previously.
Oh, okay. Were you convicted in 2016? Under?
The incident happened 2015.
Yep, that's fine.
She says it's a true crime.
The operative date is the date of conviction. And I think even the arrest was after.
It's 4 days after the disqualifying.
I don't see where the statute is on this. Oh, there it is. 21A-279A1. Yeah, I can't make heads or tails of what this is other than what I've been handed. I think it came from the appellant, then got passed over to the issuing authority.
And we do have a copy of it.
Oh, we do have a copy of that. It's just a certified copy of electronic records related to court file, but there's nothing attached to it. So I don't have any record of the court file.
Yeah, so it's, if it continued, it looks like it was a conditional discharge. So it's a conviction.
Yep. Yeah. Conditional discharge. Yep.
For the conviction of 21A-279A1.
Right. Well, this is in the record, so I can pass this back.
Yep.
If somebody wants to collect it.
Yes.
Is this email in our records?
It may have been in the records, or I may have just went back to the email and printed it. He gave you back your copy. This one was ours.
It's in our packet.
It is in our packet?
She knows. She has.
Oh, okay.
And we do have that.
Oh, we do have it?
Okay. Just because ours was in color.
Yep.
Yours was in black.
Well, I will tell you this, ma'am. The record does indicate that you were convicted on April 6th, 2016, under 21A-279A1. That is a disqualifying statute because of the date of the conviction under the revised statute. You can proceed with your appeal, but I don't think you're going to be successful. But it's up to you whether you want to withdraw or proceed.
Okay, I'll continue.
Okay. All right, Sergeant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Like I said, the previous sergeant gave her the temporary by mistake, and when she went to the state, they showed it had an automatic disqualifier.
All right, ma'am, would you like to make an opening statement?
I've been employed for same employer going on 10 years. I'm a real estate agent. I'm a homeowner. I don't get into any trouble. I'm a mother. When the city that we live in, you know, it's good to have, you know, protection. I am a homeowner, I'm a single mom. I don't feel like I'm a harm to my city. I give back to the children. I'm just in general a good person. I'm a recruiter. I hire people in hard times, you know. I just don't feel like this should define me or define whether I get my gun permit or not. That's all.
Thank you. Sergeant, was there anything you wanted to add?
No.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for the issuing authority? Do you have any questions for the sergeant? All right. Any other witnesses or testimony?
No.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us? Okay. Do you have any questions for us? Does the board have any questions for the appellant? Well, I'll just ask the one question, and I just want to reiterate, as an administrative board, there's only so much we can do, and we're granted certain powers by the legislature, and that's it. We're not here to make judgments about you beyond that. It does say on your application that you were convicted of the crime, so you disclosed it, so you are aware of it. The records do indicate in our file that the guilty, looks like it was a guilty plea entered in 2016. So you are aware you have that conviction on your record.
Yeah, it's usually always easier to plead guilty.
I understand, yeah. But you are aware you have that conviction, okay. All right, does anybody?
It was a controlled substance that is now legal.
I understand that. I understand. So what I'll do is point you to the statute. It's section 29-28, subsection B. No state or temporary permit to carry a pistol or revolver shall be issued under this subsection if the applicant has, then it lists a bunch of stuff, a misdemeanor violation of section 21A279 on or after 10-1-2015. So that's just the black and white of what the law is. So just as a reminder, knowing what the outcome of this case is going to be, to remove that, you would have to go through the Board of Pardons, unless the law changes again in the meantime. All right, ma'am, would you like to make a closing statement? Okay, would you like to?
No.
Okay. Brief factual?
I was just going to make a motion, but.
Okay. Well, whatever you want to do.
This is a denial from Bridgeport. Bridgeport issued a temp to the appellant, and when the appellant went to State Police Headquarters to get her permanent pistol permit, SLS State Licensing and Firearms Unit informed her that she has a automatic disqualifier for conviction. They contacted Bridgeport, said they should not have issued the temporary permit. The appellant has a conviction for 21A279A1 with a guilty plea sentence of conditional discharge as of April 6, 2016, which by statute makes her ineligible to possess a Connecticut pistol permit.
Thank you, Carl. Did you want to make a motion? Or
no, we'll just
go. All right, comments by the board?
I just would like to reiterate that, unfortunately, even with the recent law change that made the substance legal, the statute made any convictions, prior convictions of that substance legal only before 10-1-2015. So unfortunately, you're just over that limit. And so that's why our chair indicated to you that your best approach, given your good citizenship, would be to go through the Board of Pardons and get that pardoned because it's long ago and you have a clean record subsequently.
Thank you.
Just want to make sure that you understand the position that we're in. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sure.
This is not a reflection on your character or your standing in the community. We are bound by statute at this point.
Comments? Okay, seeing none. Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to have to uphold the issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah, we have to follow the law. We don't have any choice, so issuing authority.
Colonel Overture.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
And the chair votes issuing authority. Thank you all.